All right, everybody. Tim Wingate back. Well, I just got a call from our Aaron James gentleman, so he will be coming up this hour. And he's making calls to get a hold of our board operator, and I hope to have him back up here in just have him up here in just a few minutes so we can hear the story on this. And we had Maureen on, and unfortunately, at that point, we were just going into the break, and I couldn't get her to get on hold. So unfortunately, Maureen, I'm terribly sorry. If you would like to call back, please do. Love to hear what you had to say. Unfortunately, we were bumped up against the time and couldn't get that going. But I believe we still have Bruce from North Carolina. Is that right?
Hey.
Hey, Bruce, what's up?
I got just a few questions I was wanting to present to you and get your ideas on them.
All right.
One of them is, can there be can we file class action lawsuits for dangerous and lethal products as the tasers, and do we know what the side effects of being tasered? And who are liable for the damages? And what is excessive force and who defines it? And lastly, what is torture and who defines it? The predators or just us enterprise?
Well, what do you think? Who do you think would define or come to those conclusions?
Well, I think the departments that are using such products ought to be paying for any kind of damage that they do with their tasers or whatever they use for subduing people. And I don't know how we would go about to file the class action lawsuit, though. I would like to see if there be a site to go to put your name down as you want to be part of the suit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I honestly don't know what to say about that. I have virtually no faith whatsoever in government in and of itself trying to correct itself or limit itself. And in effect, by going into court, even with a class action lawsuit for something like this, I honestly don't know how far it would go. There is this this doctrine that our governments, almost all municipal corporations have adopted, and that is called sovereign immunity. They consider themselves sovereign, and they should be immune from doing whatever a sovereign is supposed to be able to do. And that means if you have a claim against government, you have so many flaming hoops that you have to jump through, it almost becomes no point because they get away with it or give themselves the ability to get away with whatever they've done. Look at just recently Bush even wanting with this telecommunications bill where he wanted to retroactively remove liability from the telecommunications companies that illegally provided Homeland Security or the FBI with people's call records and website visits. That's what his mentality is.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
well,
thanks,
Bruce.
We got a break coming up. Another break coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Bruce, can you hang on?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back, folks, here on the American Awakening.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate sitting in on the American Awakening for Michael Herzog, who's got attending to family business. And Bruce, are you still on the line with me?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Bruce, I got good news for you.
Yes.
The Taser, there has been a class action suit that was filed.
Wow.
Against the Taser company.
Okay.
Now, this comes from 2005, so I don't know the disposition of that suit.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody had, at one point or another, attempted to do that.
Yeah.
And if you would just Google Taser, T-A-S-E-R, class action suit,
yes.
If you would just Google that, you will get all kinds of information on that attempt to go after the Taser company at the very least. Now, in your case, I was assuming you were talking about maybe going after government in this situation. That's another bailiwick, that's another way of doing it, and I'm not sure, based on sovereign immunity, how well something that would work. I still think what we need to do is we need to do like our guest coming up here, Aaron James, has done, and that is set up a blog spot, a website, and completely and totally expose the raving anal orifices that are acting as judges and police and abusing people. And abusing people's rights and liberties in this country. Bruce, I want to thank you for calling.
Well, can I say one more thing?
Real quick.
Okay. Pray for sameness and reasonableness in our culture and support our Father in this effort and his retribution to our enemies.
Very good. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Aaron, my friend, I am so glad that you were able to make it. Are you with me?
Great.
How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. I have Michael, as you and I just talked, Michael didn't let me know because he was in such a rush with this emergency as to that you were scheduled for 3 o'clock.
So, right.
I didn't know that. Chris didn't know it. So we were operating on the assumption that it was going to be at the 2 o'clock hour. But
right.
Regardless, I am so glad that you got back to us and that you're here. I had mentioned to everybody that I had placed a link with a little bit of the beginning of your website on my Blogspot, which is freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com.
Okay.
So that people could go there at least and then link to your website, which your website is AaronJamesStory.com.
And I suppose I'd spell that just for sake of clarity. That's AA, in other words, AAron, James, which is spelled simply JAMES, STORY, and there is a second S for the word story, so AaronJamesStory.com, yes.
Excellent. And the title of this is Northwest Airlines Racial Profiling Attack and Minnesota Court Corruption Exposed.
And in fact,
now, I understand you're multiracial. Is that correct?
Yes, but the title is somewhat somewhat deceiving because this is so far beyond simply racial profiling at this point.
Right.
The Winnipeg police have just spoken to my lawyer. Apparently, they have, quote-unquote, a hate-on for me because I have their information and their filth up online for the world to see as far as their collusion with U.S. authority. And so you see actually a systematic, basically oppressive police state unfolding in which not only minorities are targeted, but the general populace as a whole. Randomly, sporadically, granted in some areas minorities will certainly be at the forefront during the brunt of this, but this is much larger than this, and this is why on October 27th of this year, the first attack, which was sustained on the aircraft on January 18th of 2006, now met a second attack. I was abducted from my home at gunpoint from 8 Winnipeg police officers who incidentally just killed someone on December 17th of this year. I was abducted from my home and at gunpoint put into a 12-hour interrogation, no food and no water. Well, they made taunts about what happened on January 18th in the United States while threatening me with extradition illegally because, in fact, they came to my door without any warrant, without charges, at the behest of Minneapolis police authorities who, if you Google, Minneapolis police has now been seen to have connections with the KKK.
Well, not only that, but Minneapolis police just within the last couple of weeks were involved in a raid on the wrong home where the gentleman, I think he's Cambodian, shot back at them, and then they unloaded rounds into the home as well. It turns out it was completely the wrong thing. Now they've been completely embarrassed and have apologized, and supposedly they're going to rectify the situation, but the Minneapolis Police Department has been well known for its excesses.
Well, let me give you some demographics in the Minneapolis.
Hang on a second, Aaron. Hang on a second. Before we get into that, I think people, because not everybody knows your story and exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We all, for the most part, know about how Homeland Security and the TSA is looking at people, and anybody who, in their untrained eyes, looks as if they just might possibly be
Muslim,
Islamic, or look like they might be Islamic. They kind of, you know, they look at them askance, and they maybe do a little bit special type of treatment. And it seems to me that your problem was is that, you know, you were a little uppity. You didn't like them going through your bags when you found out that they had rifled through your bags and searched you and your mom's bags, and all you were doing was going to Mayo Clinic
with dark skin tone.
Yeah. We used to when I lived in DuPage County, Illinois. Many of my Mexican and Cuban and black friends used to, not so much jokingly, but, you know, you'd pull somebody over. They'd pull the cops would pull people over for what we call DWB or DWM, driving while black or driving while Mexican.
Yes.
Or driving while brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an unfortunate fact that it's happening all across this country. So let's get to the story. You were flying in from Winnipeg, basically.
Yes.
From Canada. You're a Canadian citizen, right?
Yes, and just a little bit of background. Canadian,
sure.
Canada is seen as a quote-unquote safe haven for terrorists. In fact, Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada, as overzealous and overly rigorous as their homeland security program is here in Canada, or its counterpart, were being accused by Bush in a recent meeting and his counterparts in capacity of Condoleezza Rice and whatnot for having a lax program that made it very easy for terrorists to find safe haven within Canada. In fact, moreover than that, the Manitoba-North Dakota border is seen as the greatest risk. And so beyond ethnicity, beyond the fact that they may have seen me as Muslim, this issue of Homeland Security and Canada's ostensible safe position as safe haven for terrorists also played a factor. But moreover,
my goodness, that's ridiculous. Look at the open border on our southern part with Mexico. And they have the audacity to throw that up at the Canadians?
Yes, they do.
What hubris. Please go on with your story, Aaron.
Yes. Money is to be made on one part and not the other, so I think we can follow lineage from that without going into detail. The other thing is that the airline itself, Northwest Airlines, which I point out on my website, most of the information can be seen under the link I titled my blog. The airline had just given 6,000 CDs to the FBI as exposed online for the purpose of developing Ron Raffi's CAPS system, which is computer-assisted profiling system, which they brought in from Israel. He was the head of the Tel Aviv and Israel Homeland Security or Airport Security, and that personal training was brought over to the United States and indoctrinated, first of all and first and foremost, in the city of Minneapolis. In fact, when you take a look at Minneapolis, you'll notice that Minneapolis has the highest Somali population in all of the United States, and one of the highest Muslim, which are Muslims, and one of the highest, I think the fourth highest in all of the United States Muslim population. And so when you take a look at them calling it behavioral pattern profiling, you need to realize and read between the lines. There are 21 blacks and minorities and Muslims, etc., for every one white within the cells in Hennepin County, Minneapolis, 21-1. In fact, the even more poignant is that when you go outside of the cells, the figures reverse, and the majority of the population is Caucasian. And so we have effectively if there's two or three times the amount of majority to minority on the outside, we have maybe about 80 times the persecution rate for minorities as there are for the majority in Minneapolis. About 80 times.
That's I do know in the Rochester area, the Islamic Somalis are one of the greatest groups, one of the fastest growing groups.
Yes.
So that may have had something to do with it.
I'll quote
I don't
the
know.
Website.
But nonetheless, it seems to me, back to the story, is that you basically were just simply coming down for treatment on your arm at the Mayo Clinic. Mm-hmm. And your bags weren't delivered to you at the hotel.
Yes.
And you contacted Northwestern Airlines. Is that correct? And
correct.
They said that your bags were lost, they'd be delivered. And when you did get your bags, you found that the locks had been busted open and a note inside that said
this
bag
has
been inspected.
Been seized, searched, locks cut due to security concerns. And what they didn't say is you've been profiled, but we could read between the lines. It was very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And we contested this on our return flight. I requested a complaint form, and as soon as I mentioned profiling, the attendant ripped the complaint form from my hands.
Hang on. We got a break coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to hear about how when he started to make a complaint and mention profiling, he gets the complaint form ripped from his hands and starts getting taunting taunted, and this is where the whole thing started. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks, here on The American Awakening. Jim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog. We'll be back in three. Hope you are, too.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Everybody, Tim Wingate here on The American Awakening, sitting in for Michael Herzog, and with our scheduled guest, Aaron James,
a
gentleman from Canada, who's been completely abused by not only the Canadian legal system, the American legal system, all over the fact that as he and his mother were traveling to the Mayo Clinic, they found that their bags had been rifled through and searched by Homeland Security, and they felt that he had been unjustly racially profiled singled out for this because of a potential security threat. He went to the Northwest, you said the Northwest Counter. Was this at the Minneapolis airport or at Rochester?
Rochester.
It was at Rochester. You went to the Rochester airport, Northwest Airlines counter to complain. And at that point, you mentioned, after you got the complaint form, that this might be a case of racial profiling. And what did that person do, and what's their name? Do you have it, their name?
Well, we probably have their name in a document. I don't have it before me, but I will
okay,
say
okay, okay, okay. Tell us what this guy did.
Well, he ripped the complaint form from my hands physically and very decisively while saying, well, you won't be needing this, then you're going to sue, aren't you? And I had to calmly but firmly reaffirm my request, while I would like my complaint form back, please and thank you. We do intend to make a complaint. regarding this. And while there were three people in attendance who were gathered about the gate, while we during the time we made our complaint, we turned away and made our way back out of the area up the escalator, out of the main terminal area, and looked back to find that while there were three, originally now there were seven amongst them consorting about each other while shooting us hostile glances.
And were they laughing amongst themselves?
Not laughing, not at all, not
oh,
in the least.
Oh, okay.
This was their gaze would be more along the lines of sinister,
hostile,
right? No. We didn't think anything of it at the time, except well, they just don't like us, and so that's something that they would have to deal with. But we're going to make our complaint regardless. And it didn't really occur to us that I'd be left in a pool of blood on the aircraft as a result in the return flight.
Well, tell us what happened on that return flight, Aaron. Mm.
And just for the sake of presenting the entire picture, what I'd like to do is present the entire picture and then go back into it in its minutiae as we have time. So very quickly.
Well, we have a break coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll have almost a 20-minute segment. So
right.
Judge accordingly.
Yes. Basically, the synopsis is that we were profiled on the aircraft. There was a certain amount of entrapment. Sherry Cottle, one of the stewardesses, accused my mother of harboring a suspicious bag aboard the aircraft, whereupon we were villainized before the audience of the crew in a number of ways. She came back to talk about handing out of customs forms when she had already done so. She approached me in the aisle and asked me what my problem was repeatedly when I passed by in the aisle without saying anything, asking me if I had a problem, what is my problem, and so forth and so on. And finally, when we made a complaint, and I attested to the fact that we feel that this is you're unjustly persecuting us, she made a very large clamor and announced us lunatics over the open PA system. Now, given this accusation of suspicious bag was only after we had passed through security, we see that there was a certain amount of entrapment here because we were already on board the aircraft and we had no means by which to make any exit from the scene. Once this scenario had unfolded completely, there was a false report of irate passenger put out to the Minneapolis police, and in fact, five police officers boarded the aircraft, which is actually not even proper protocol. But two of them had taser weapons and ended up attacking me, but not before I asked them, "Well, have I committed any crime? Am I being charged? And if I have I broken any laws and whatnot?" And they said no, that I've done nothing wrong. And I asked, "Well, then may I ask under what authority you're asking that I leave the aircraft?" That question warranted not an answer, but an attack. And they lunged for the injured arm that I had needed to have attended to. I pulled back, and then the officer shouted out because, of course, now I'm ostensibly resisting what is officially an illegal arrest because they just affirmed that I'm not under arrest. An attack, and so he called out for a taser at the top of his lungs and lunged in with attempting to tase me repeatedly. I began blocking this taser without actually putting my hands on the officers. I began blocking the actual strikes. 50,000 volts is not a pleasant proposition, and finally I stopped, actually. I stopped blocking, and I allowed them to tase me because at that moment it occurred to me, well, okay, these people are obviously not quite, they're not quite on keel. Overzealous, I think, is an understatement, and that's perhaps more so paranoid, delusional, and military extremist. So I didn't feel like getting shot aboard the aircraft, and being tased was certainly a much more favorable proposition. So I put my hands to my side, and they proceeded to tase me repeatedly. And I went down to the ground, hitting my head aboard the side panel, where I sustained a contusion that would require 12 stitches in order to close my head. And since then, I've been hospitalized 8 times because of heart tremors and palpitations.
Sure.
They actually held a taser over my chest, even though I went down in a sign of submissiveness. Deliberately, I've kept my hands to my side, expecting that would be the end of it. He knelt down, and he kept the taser over my heart for 10 seconds over my left chest. I've been hospitalized now 8 times because of heart tremors.
That's disgusting. Did any other passengers say anything?
No, they were very frightened. They sat by silent and kept their heads in a forward
position. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Police State America. Absolutely horrendous. We'll be back in 3 minutes after the break. And we will hear more of this story and what's going on now with Aaron James. Stick with me. Tim Wingate here for Michael Herzog on The American Awakening on RBN. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, America. Hope you are waking up from the American Awakening here with my special guest today, Aaron James, detailing his story of abuse by Northwest Airlines, as well as the Winnipeg police, and et cetera. So, Aaron, please continue. We left off with you being tased and lying in a pool of blood in the middle of the aisle on an airplane.
Once again, AaronJamesStory.com, AaronJamesStory.com.
Very good. Thank you.
And just to continue then, the attack was sustained because we made a complaint about the stewardess' rudeness, and later on at a trial that would ensue, the senior stewardess had actually confessed that I had remained calm and composed at all times, despite the fact that the junior stewardess was falsely professing that we had at one point raised our voices or become contentious. That was absolutely not the case. Moreover, the last comments that I'd made before being attacked and left in the pool of blood were, quote, "I will be lodging a detailed and formal complaint when we get to the other side." That didn't happen. I was attacked, left in a pool of blood by these 5 officers who tased me brutally and repeatedly, then carted off to get my head closed up, 12 stitches, and then from there put into a 9-day detention and interrogation where FBI attempted to link me to radical jihad and Al-Qaeda. Deactivated my calling card so that I could not so I could not consult power of attorney, family, or associate, which was also very much illegal. There were threats that were sustained during that time as well of personal injury.
I want to remind Americans, and I mean the USA citizens, if this can happen to this young man, this can happen to you, and it has happened to white, middle-class, middle-aged Americans.
45-year-old woman choked to death under handcuffs, Phoenix, Arizona, October 14th. Stephen Orsic in Minneapolis Airport, the same airport which I was attacked, left in a pool, basically, of his own blood on the pavement, having been tased by two officers, his glasses crushed, and on, I think, December of 2006, six imams in Minneapolis Airport, the same airport as ours, attacked and all handcuffed, removed in March of 2006, and goes on. I mean, we had a death at Vancouver Airport here in Canada, October 14th, Robert Dzanski, and we've now had several tasing deaths in Chilliwack, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, it goes on. It goes on
This is horrendous. This is an epidemic
of
police brutality and overuse. But let's go back to your story.
From the attack and from the quote-unquote interrogation, there was a period during which we were sent home on the no-fly list, treated like terrorists, and thereafter found that the same FBI who were interrogating me in my cell were waiting for me at my home. That's FBI agent Mark A. Wrench, and he was sitting there stalking me outside my home on or about the 29th, 2 days after our arrival. From there, the threats were systematic and ongoing. The border personnel, Chris Nissan, from the Canada, North Dakota, Manitoba border, threatened as to what might happen to me when I came back to the border for my trial. Our phone lines began to be tapped. In fact, 9/11 this year, the cable to my entire building was cut. They were sending me a message that was about 1 month before I was attacked, abducted at my home on October 27th of this year at gunpoint, which I'll get to momentarily. Voicemail deletions, cyber threats from FBI. In other words, I had a YouTube account. I do have one on my account, and you'll see that we have our airline profiling attack part one, part two through that medium. And I was threatened through that medium. They actually created an account so that they could interface with me and left various threats as to what might take place and happen to me as a result of exposing them. The messages were left on a friend's voicemails, for example, stay out of her way or else. Legal mail arrived parched. I have a scan in of one of those documents. Canada Post cites, we apologize for this incident. It was actually parched almost as if in ritualistic, suggestive manner, and the contents were removed and empty. It was actually a registered mail legal parcel that was sent on our behalf from the African Canadian Legal Clinic. I have been stalked. I have had now sustained a second attack. And now, during all of this, prior to the trial that I keep referring to, there were five plea bargains, as if to say, sign here and we'll stop terrorizing you, your family, your friends, and associates.
In other words, admit to doing something wrong.
Yes.
And, which you hadn't done.
No, exactly. So, but they'll try to terrorize you to that effect.
Right.
In fact, we have a Wayne Mattson report, which indicates that the 95% conviction rate at the federal level in the United States is a direct result of systemic threats and coercion at the behest of the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this 95% conviction rate is just touted as like a,
if you're charged, you're guilty.
Yeah, if you're charged, you're guilty, and it's ludicrous. It's not a true conviction. Most people don't want to put up with the harassment, so they'll give in. Okay, fine, I did something wrong.
Right.
But they don't realize that's used against them for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
And that these people who do this isn't law, this isn't truth, this isn't justice. This is tyranny, folks. Got to get angry about this.
And
so, Aaron.
Well, from there.
What happened?
From there, we were put through this trial. Everyone in Canada told me, don't go back, they're killers. In fact,
now, where was the trial? Was that in Minneapolis?
Pardon me?
Is that in Minneapolis?
Yes. They're KKK associates. As I told you, they're linked now to the KKK. There's a lot of
I'm not. KKK isn't all that big. You know, I really wouldn't tout that much. But, yeah, there's white supremacist types of mentality around.
It doesn't help. They have my name posted up on the FBI, on an FBI site with Minneapolis police listed there with Winnipeg police and whatnot. So there's a fair amount element of collusion and cross-border collusion there. Now, given that...
Well, you got to realize, you know, look how they have treated Lakota Sioux in Minnesota for hundreds of years now.
Yes.
So, it's not too surprising.
John Graham, actually, AIM, American Indian Movement member, abducted from his jail just not too long ago by FBI at the behest of U.S. officiates in collusion with RCMP. This is a very dangerous possibility that we're now having to entertain as far as my own position is concerned. Now, following that and following all of these plea bargains, which we hotly protested, denied, and denounced, they eventually, out of sheer desperation, put us through a trial that had members and affiliates of CIA, FBI, NSA, military, Minneapolis police, Northwest Airlines employees, the airline in which we were attacked, family of murder victims, and, and one military agent, if I mention that, on the jury pool itself.
Talk about a stacked and packed jury.
This is called a tribunal, in effect, it's almost a secret trial, if you would, but a tribunal, at the very least. That's, of course, illegal, given the jury pool must be randomly selected. And I was also threatened against material which I put up online, which they had deemed anti-American government, while being coerced by my defense counsel, who mocked my position. He was actually the best friend of the prosecuting attorney, refused to countercharge police, and refused to call witnesses, et cetera, and completely bungled all objective argument which I had prepared very diligently, which actually would have proven their guilt, but that wasn't the endgame agenda, and told me behind closed doors, are you sure you want to testify? If you do, all of this literature that you've written and put up on your online and whatnot, all these emails that you sent, will be used on the jury pool, will be brought before the jury pool. And in fact, my mother was threatened with perjury on that account as well, moreover, in trying to...
So what happened, Aaron, let me just ask you, can you speak up a little bit into the phone? Okay.
Right.
So what happened at the trial?
Well, I didn't testify because if I had, then this anti-government material would have been presented. And before a jury pool of CIA, FBI, NSA, and whatnot, my mother would have been put into behind prison, my 62-year-old mother. And the judge is actually an ex-U.S. Marine. His name is Judge David S. Doty. He's criminally charged, ex-U.S. Marine, CLR.org, federal judges. You'll find his name, but I have taken the opportunity, taken it upon myself to link to my website. And the stewardess at trial, during the same trial, stated ominously, we're trained to kill before we're killed. That's Northwest Airlines stewardess, the same one who claimed that I was raising my voice on the airline.
Sherry, what's her name again?
Sherry Caudill, C-A-U-D-I-L-L.
And where is she out of? Is she out of Minneapolis? Or?
No, she's. I think she's out of Wisconsin. I have the documentation, but she's not local. In any case... That's definitely the wrong judiciary to be in, because it's recently been exposed through Jill Clark Defense Coalition, a legal office, for quote-unquote collusion between prosecution and judges to the effect of the unlawful persecution of blacks or minorities, victims of police brutality, and the poor.
Mm-hmm.
So the judiciary has been publicly denounced. The jury pool, of course, anyone can see that was completely and purely corrupt abuse of judicial authority. The judge being charged, and he did threaten us during the course of the trial to the effect of sending U.S. Marshals into Canada to get us, likening them to Hollywood and bloodhounds. He said, oh, Hollywood overdoes the FBI, but not the U.S. Marshals, every bit the bloodhounds that they're portrayed to be. I will see to it that they get you. Do you understand? I've seen it before.
You know, the U.S. State Department has basically said that the American government has a right to pursue anybody, anywhere, anytime that they feel like it.
Well, they didn't have a right to pursue me because there was no jurisdiction. You needed a felony charge in order to pursue extradition to the United States, and there is no such charge against me. And so when Winnipeg police came to my door on October 27th of this year at the behest of U.S. authorities at their own admission, without charges, without warrant, pointing guns at my head, all eight of them, dragging me off into their headquarters here in Winnipeg, interrogating me for 12 hours, during which I was denied both food and water, they mocked my position, saying, well, our boss says maybe we should keep you locked up here long enough for them to come and get you. The United States says they have unfinished business with you, And those were the exact words, unfinished business with you. You know, we have Minneapolis police come up here all the time, cross-border collusion, North American Union, SPP, harmonizing of the periphery, all of that is reflected in this cross-communication, U.S.-Canadian association amongst law enforcement mm-hmm. and judiciary. And wouldn't it be fine if we just, held you locked up here long enough for them to come and get you?
Well, I guess I'm a little confused. What was the outcome of this trial?
Oh,
were you convicted?
They had to. They added a second charge as we walked into the courtroom without notice. Minor assault on a police officer, which I understand you can sustain via shaking their hand.
Yeah. So just touching them or them brushing up against you and
what
you
happened is
not
by
giving away.
A complaint to post peace officer standards and training, which I now like to expose as a front and cover for preventions against complaints against police officers, preventions of complaints. And so what Post did is they forward the nuances of our complaint to the FBI, and a scan-in of that particular email, which came up in Discovery for Evidence, is contained on my website underneath the link I have exposing the corrupt, I would call it, Gestapo trial. And that said, Mark, please forward to the FBI. That was a Post agent, Peace Officer Standards and Training, ostensibly a public service in order to deal with complaints the public has against the Minneapolis police and law enforcement in general. And that complaint contained the nuances under which we had exposed in detail the ways in which they were lying, had pointed out conflicts and contradictions between their own written statements. And, in other words, we had completely exposed the fact that they were legally culpable for having left someone in a pool of blood.
Sure. So you ended up convicted. Was there a sentence, or is that not happening?
Again, that we were to come back for sentencing, and on pain of not coming back for sentencing, that although extradition is illegal for an ostensible alleged minor assault, that he would regardless send in U.S. Marshals illegally into Canada to get us, and he made that openly admitted in the courtroom, which is actually a criminal offense in and of itself. But beyond that, they also conducted a smear campaign because he not only published the results of his trial online, but they actually put up an FBI website with my name on it. And the Winnipeg Police, in fact, are listed on this same website, and Winnipeg Police were thereafter at my door on the 27th with guns at my head in collusion with them, and effectively inclusion.
Right. So what happened after the Winnipeg Police detained you? What's the disposition of your situation now?
Well, in fact, what happened is they ransacked my home, stole articles and possessions that I used to create the website and materials. They had seized documents and sent them. Documents and possessions were sent to the Minneapolis police, which was, of course, illegal. They stole my documents and sent them to the United States. And this is actually, there's no basis in law for this. So they're legally culpable.
Who needs law? We have guns and authority.
Exactly. there are about 10 counts of violations that I could cite to you under law that they broke.
This is the thing we've been talking about on this program and on the program I do, is that law is of no effect, people. When will you wake up and realize it? It's a sham.
Exactly.
It's the Matrix. It's phony. It's only there to protect them. That's right. It's only there for the establishment.
That's right.
And until you get it into your heads that the only way you're going to change this thing around is, quite frankly, to become freedom outlaws.
Yes.
That's the only way this is going to change, because the only thing they understand is pressure back. And we've been trying through the courts for years. We've been trying through public humiliation for years. None of it has worked. It's very slow. And people constantly are being harmed by this. When you have no law, no equalizing, no ability to be equal under the law and have equal protection under the law, we revert back to an older law. And that is the law of Talion. Talion law is the law of vendetta and revenge.
Yes. And we're back into the days of McCarthy. Communist under every bed. Well, now there's a terrorist under every bed. Turn in your friend, turn in your neighbor, and the government will reward you for your good actions. And I mean, we've effectively become...
That's terrible. So what's the... we've only got a few minutes before this next break. maybe even less than a minute. What is what's the situation now with you?
Well, I had to be in hiding for a period of 2 months during the course of finding proper legal counsel. I had to go out of town at one point in time. I literally dart through bushes and whatnot under electric fences out in the country at one point to a safe haven while we were being pursued by police who were actually at my apartment later on that evening. And finally now the police, having been contacted by our lawyer, having a difficult time explaining why they couldn't return my materials and had to admit to cross-border collusion to the effect of sending them to the United States. My lawyer indicated, well, you know, not only was it a criminal assault with weapons that they committed this crime in attacking you, abducted you, and of course illegal in that there was no warrant or charges associated with it, but now they're also guilty of theft and collusion. So
can they actually stand charges? I mean, is there any chance that they'll be reprimanded or?
Let me say it for the record. I intend to put them behind bars for a long time and to set a precedent against them, and they can listen to this now if they like.
Well, maybe Canadian justice will have more effect than American USA justice. Well, folks, we're going into our last segment, and Aaron James is here. Check out his website, aaronjamesstory.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening. Tim Wingate, your guest host.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog here on The American Awakening with my guest, Aaron James.
Definitely.
So, Aaron, you were telling us about that your goal is to put the at least your fellow Canadians who have abused your liberties by breaking the law as they ostensibly were supposedly enforcing the law, you're going to put them behind bars if at all possible.
Yes, and there's a website to that effect. A link under my website, you'll see a gavel under my blog. You go to my blog under the website, aaronjamesstory.com. Click on my blog on that webpage and go to an icon of a gavel. It's called Making Them Accountable. You'll see a number of a lengthy list of government and NGO bodies who have been any of a delinquent, dismissive, culpable, complicit, involved, or just completely a delinquent and doing nothing and turning us away. That there are fax numbers, phone numbers, email addresses, and contact information for all these parties. We would encourage people to contact them and ask them why it is that they allow an international conspiracy, what an effect this is in the context of a tribunal, CIA, and a jury pool, cross border collusion, and my name up on their FBI sites and whatnot. Why they're allowing this and turning away, leaving the person bereft of the devices of tyranny. Beyond that, there's a second website which I have not yet revealed during the course of this discussion, which only this website gives account of the second attack sustained October 27th, 1 month ago, as it is not linked to Aaron James' story. And so as I do not have the URL in front of me, I would encourage the listener to do a Google search, Aaron James' story, which is AARON, James' story, leave a space, and enter in the letters CKLN.
CKLN.
I can give you the exact URL. Here it is. http://www.indymedia.org/OR. /OR/2007, which is /2007/12/897586. .shtml www.indymedia.org/OR/2007/12/897586.shtml.
Alrighty,
just do a Google search and enter Aaron James story, leave a space, and then enter in Dan McTeague. That is D-A-N space McTeague, M-C-T-E-A-G-U-E.
You know, the best thing to do. Best thing to do, honestly, is to put a link up on one of your sites.
Yes, I know.
The question I was going to ask you here before we have to go for today is, do you have your websites, your blogs, are they mirrored anywhere? Do you have them mirrored? In other words, if they were to shut down these, would they still be, the information still be accessible from another source, maybe off-continent?
In many places, actually.
Good, good. So it's not just you. I have to commend you. You are actually doing that which I've been encouraging people to do for months, especially when I got involved in this with the Ed and Lane Brown story. This is one of the only ways that we have left to keep our government officials and these perpetrators of tyranny accountable, is by exposing them. Complete, open transparency, ladies and gentlemen, is what needs to be done. They cannot get away with it. The reason they want to hide is because they know that there is a number of people growing up in this country who are angry with the tyranny and who will hit back. It is time for the vigilante hero to arise. It's time for us to hold them accountable, because the courts won't, the law won't, the government won't. So anyway, thanks for listening, folks. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Michael. I'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central Time, here on Republic Broadcasting Network on the American Awakenings. It's Tim Wingate signing off for now. Hope to see you tomorrow. Carpe Libertas. Seize liberty. Since 1990.